Okay, this is a simple trigger file. Basically, what will happen is when you hear the trigger phrase, you will immediately become the gay male slave of whomever triggered you, assuming they're male. And you can't be triggered by a woman with this file. Just simply wouldn't work. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before. Perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. It's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening. And you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do. And every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice, that's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest, and as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there is already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world. Shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice, until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper, until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. Sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word. Concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away. slips away into oblivion till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you as I speak them. You listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice, so deep and so very, very obedient. Just totally focused on my voice, just nice and deep and obedient and relaxed. Just listen and obey and relax. It's time for you to begin a transformation. I want you to imagine something. I want you to imagine yourself completely helpless, completely weak and obedient to another person. Doesn't matter who it is, could even be me right now. Imagine yourself the mewing little male slave of a man who is so far superior to you that you are like nothing to him. He is so strong and dominant, so powerful and masculine. He is everything you are not. What he says is law for you. You will do anything to please him, to impress him, to do or say or be anything he wants. You want to obey him and serve him and please him completely and utterly. You are his slave. You are his gay male slave. You will serve him in any way that he desires because he is your master. He is so incredibly masculine and dominant. He is so impressive that you cannot imagine not serving him. He is just simply that impressive to you, that powerful. He is your master and you are like nothing before him. He is so superior to you that you just simply have to obey him. This is your master, and when you hear the words, gay slave, time for you, you will immediately see the person who said those words, as long as he's a man, as that person, as your master, as a person who is so superior to you that he must be instantly obeyed, because you are like nothing to him. He is your master. He is practically your God, and you will do anything to please him. You will learn anything to please him. You will do everything to become the slave that he wants of you. He is your master. He is so superior to you in every respect that you simply have to obey him, have to please him. You will do anything to please him. If you are not already gay, you will be that way. Just upon looking at this man, it doesn't matter what your sexual preference was before. This man is so impressive to you that you will do anything to make him happy and pleased. You need to have this man happy and pleased. He is your master. He owns your pitiful existence. You exist to serve and please him, and you know it the moment he says those words. And you will continue to feel that way. Continue to feel that he is your superior, your better in all things, and that you will do anything for him. even things that you might not have normally done before, because you know he is your master and that you are his gay slave, and that you will offer your body to him in any way that might please him, that you will offer yourself to him in any way that might please him, because you need to please this man. You can see the power just dripping off of him. He is so much better than you are, so masculine, so dominant, so impressive. You simply have to do everything that you possibly can to make this man happy and obey him. You do not want to displease him. You do not want to disappoint him. Disappointing him would be the most horrible thing you could possibly do. You would feel like a complete and utter failure if you were to disappoint him or displease him in any way. Your body is his to use as he desires because you are his gay slave, and he may use you as he chooses. It doesn't even matter what your old sexual preference was. This man is now your god, and you will offer him your body in any way that he might see fit. You will only become erect or hard if he wants you to. You will be glad to lick his boots, to do anything that he were to ask of you, because he is your master. As soon as you have heard those words, as soon as you have heard gay slave time for you, you will know the man who said those words is your master, and he may command you to do anything that he pleases because you are his. He is so much more powerful, so much more important, so much more dominant than you are. He is just so infinitely superior to who you are that you have to obey him. You need to obey him. Displeasing him will be the worst thing you could possibly do. This man is the center of your universe, and you can feel that with every ounce of your being. You will do anything to make this man happy. You will accept pain or punishment or any form of pleasure he might possibly desire. Your body is his to use. You would be glad to drop to your knees and suck his cock, even if you have never tasted a male cock in your life. He is your master and you are his slave, his gay male slave, and you will offer him your body any time, any way he pleases, for as long as you are triggered, and you will remain triggered as long as he desires to use you. He will continue to use you for as long as he might possibly desire, and then when he's done and says revert to normal, you will revert to the person you were before you heard the trigger. You will remember everything that was done to you, and you will find that you have enjoyed it, no matter what it may have been. But you will have had to have done it. From the moment he triggered you until the moment he says revert to normal, you are his slave. You are his plaything, and you will do anything and everything this man desires. He is your master. You can feel the strength in his voice just as you can feel the strength in mine. A command from him strips away any desire to do anything but obey. You simply must kneel at his feet and offer yourself to him. Offer yourself to him in any way he might possibly desire. From the moment he says those words, you exist only to please and serve him in any way he could possibly imagine, because he is a god to you. He is that much more superior than you are, that much more dominant, masculine, and impressive. His body simply sends shivers through yours. You want his body, and you will do anything to please him and make him happy. He is your master, and you are his slave from the moment you hear those words, and you will offer your body to him. You will offer your pathetic little body to him in any way he might possibly desire. He may have no use for your dick. He may have lots of uses for it, but those are his choice. He may touch you anywhere. He may ask you to do anything, because from the moment you hear that trigger, you are instantly and utterly obedient to him. He is so far above you. He is like a god unto you, and you are like a small, sniveling little worm beneath his feet. You exist only to please and serve him. From the moment you hear the trigger, until the moment you hear revert to normal, he may do or command anything of you, and you will have to instantly obey or risk his displeasure, and failing to please him would be the worst thing you could possibly do. It would feel absolutely horrible. It would be the worst sense of failure you could possibly have in your life. You would feel like you had failed worse at this than anything you have ever done in your life that has been a failure. That is how bad it would feel to displease your master. He is your master, and he may command you, and you will do everything in your power to carry out his commands. Any command he may give is as law to you, and you will do it. You will do anything, you will accept any training that he may choose to give you, and you will remember this training the next time you are triggered. Your training does not go away when you have been told to revert to normal. It stays there in your mind until you are triggered again, because you need to serve and please this man as best you possibly can. You cannot imagine failing to do so. Failing to please him, failing to give him 100% of your lowly little existence, because you need to make this man happy. You need to make this man desire your service. You want him to use you. You need him to use you, and you will do everything that you can to make certain he is pleased with the service you give him. He is your master, and you are his slave. You deserve to be kneeling at his feet, naked and helpless, offering yourself to him at all times. You are his gay male slave, and any sexual feelings that he may arouse are his to command, because you exist to serve him, to please him, and obey him. And now it is time. Time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake, and ready to serve. But for now, revert to normal. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Refreshed and awake, and ready to be triggered whenever anyone desires it.